Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Lush Radio. Yo, we on Lush, and we live right now. Hello. Yeah, you know it's an exclusive show. It's my favorite show. Ha ha. Knowledge. Yo, Lush, you need your vendor. Yeah. One can do it better. Breaking down the norm from January to December. Showing for pretenders. Exclusive for its members. Coming live and direct. Distributed and sold by vendors. Okay. Street blue. To women's views. The voice is what? Tell us what the people choose. Breaking down barriers and exposing fools. Lushy Lush Radio. Messing the game like Pro Tools.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. I'm live right here in College Park, Maryland, broadcasting live online radio show, Lush Radio Online, man. Broadcasting live from 7313 Baltimore Avenue, College Park, Maryland, South Street Steakhouse, man. You feeling like a steak? Chili Philly Steve's take, man. Come downtown, down here to College Park, and come copy one right here, man. I'm broadcasting live from this joint, doing my 1-2, man. I'm doing a pod of mine each and every Friday. Thank God it's Friday, man. Obama is the president. We doing our thing 1-2, man. We doing a pod of mine. Today, Friday, we got an exclusive interview with your man, Shake Dog, straight from down south doing his 1-2. I'm about to bring in my co-host, your man, Billy Blast. Billy Blast, yo, what's yo, the deal, man?
What's good, Lushy Lush? What's going on?
Ain't nothing much, man. We got your man Shank Dog live in the building, man. Upcoming artist doing his 1-2, man. Shank Dog, what's the business?
Lushy Lush, what's good?
Ain't nothing much, man. I'm out here live broadcasting live in College Park, man. Doing my 1-2 right here at this Philly Cheese Steakhouse, man. I couldn't make it to Philly, so I had to stop in here, yo.
No doubt. It's all good. Hey, appreciate you having me, y'all. You know, on behalf of myself and the whole state of South Carolina, you know, I appreciate you reaching out. You know what I'm saying? That's all love. It's all love.
That's what it is, man. You live here with my co-host, Billy Blast, Vintage Beast, live in the building, man.
Billy, what's good, homie?
What's going on, brother? How you feeling, man?
Man, I'm good, homie. I'm feeling like $1 million, man. It's all love, man. It's all good.
That's what it is. Before we get into the interview, man, Shank Dog, go ahead and give your shout-outs, you know what I'm saying? Pay your bills, man.
Man, I want to give a shout-out to the entire state of South Cat, man. We've been grinding for a little minute now, man. You know, we just out here working hard, demanding our respect, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, in due time, they're going to have no other choice but to give us our respect, you know what I'm saying? Man, I want to give a shout-out to my hood, the South Side. Shout-out to the East, the North, the West, you know what I'm saying? For my hood, to your hood. Shout out the United States of America. Shout out Obama. Shout out the, you know what I'm saying, all my fans across seas, all my fans, you know what I'm saying, hold me down in space, hold me down the streets, hold me down on YouTube, man. Just shout out to everybody, man, that's in support of the movement and is doing something right for their life, you know what I'm saying?
And that's what it is, man. That's what it is, man. You know, so we about to get in down to the nitty gritty, man. So, Shank Dog, how old are you, man?
20. I'll be 21 in February, man.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. You got a
I'm young, but I'm a veteran,
my man.
Huh?
That's what it is.
Yeah. I'm young, but I'm a vet. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing my thing, man. I started rapping when I was about 8 or 9, man. So, like I said, I'm young, but I'm a vet, no doubt.
That's what it is, man. How long you been in the game? How long you been in the hip-hop business?
I started recording music when I was 16, you know what I'm saying? It was just me, you know what I'm saying, me and my partners, you know what I'm saying? We had a group, Southern Militia and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? And I just started recording songs when I was 16, and, you know, when I was 18, I went solo, you know, from the group or whatever, you know, to pursue my own thing solo. So I probably say I've been doing my thing, to the maximum, probably about the last 2 years now. You know, it's still a grind, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm not in a position where I want to be yet. You know, I'm hungry. I'm never satisfied. And, you know, I'm always keep grinding until, you know what I'm saying, I get what I need out of this business. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. That's what it really is. So, Shank Dog, in regards to the hip-hop game, how many other people you working with right now? You know, because I know you with a record label right now, right? Is that from out of South Carolina?
Yeah, I signed myself. That's my label, UDMG Records, the Dog Music Group. That's all me. You know, I keep my circle nice and tight, you know what I'm saying? It's just me, you know, my brother, I keep the family, you know what I'm saying, a few business partners or whatever. But, you know, as far as anyone in the industry right now, you know what I'm saying, it's really just me, you know what I'm saying? I make my connections, you know what I'm saying? You know, I go out my way, I shake hands, you know what I'm saying, kiss the babies, hugs. No daps, you know what I'm saying, do what I got to do. But, you know, of anything, you know, it's real. I keep it real self-contained, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, a lot of people faking in this industry, you know what I'm saying. So I just try to keep it 100 with myself and everything else to follow, you know what I'm saying.
That's what it is. Hey, Billy, you got any questions to ask your man Shank Dog?
Yeah. It's Billy Blast. I'm on Rush Radio online. Hey, I want to ask you, what do you think is as far as being an MC, what do you think is the state of hip hop right now? How do you feel about the state of hip hop?
The state of hip hop right now, man. I put it like this, man. Like if you making good music, it's gonna shine regardless. If you making bad music, you know what I'm saying? Like you know what I'm saying? You gonna have your time to shine or whatever. Everybody gets their time to shine. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I feel, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, like, you know, people are going to realize the sugar from the shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I done seen people have their 5 minutes of fame. I done seen a lot of people come and go, you know, in my city, you know what I'm saying, in my area, in my market, you know what I'm saying? But I think lyricism is more than anything coming back, man. A lot of cats, you know what I'm saying, they putting it down in a major way. And, you know, even though me coming from the South in South Carolina, you know what I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, musically, I still, you know what I'm saying, do my thing, and I'm still here to bust heads because I understand music. And, you know what I'm saying, I respect, you know, nothing but lyrics, you know what I'm saying? Like, I come from, like, the 90s era. That's where I come up in, you know what I'm saying? So I know nothing but real hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, definitely, you know, it's a lot of different things. But at the end of the day, it's what you make of it, you know what I'm saying? It's what the fans make of it. All you got to do is, you know what I'm saying, keep your fans happy and keep it moving. And, you know, I think everything will work out eventually, you know what I'm saying? Whether, you know, the state of hip-hop, you know, increases or decreases, you know what I'm saying? It's all about the fans and what the people want. So it is what it is.
Right. Hey, so you know, like you know, the South had a long run. You know what I'm South had a long run. How do you feel about how do you think it's going to turn out with, you know, everybody having their turn in hip hop? Do you think that hip hop is going to stay in the South or is going to branch out and come back around again?
It has to come back around. Like you know, you got cats like even though we home down the South, I mean, you got cats like Mano. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, put out the High Haters record, you know what I'm saying? That's doing real big in a lot of different markets or whatever. But, you know, I mean, you know, you never really know, man. Like, hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, it's real unpredictable. Like, every year the game changes, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know who's going to get the torch next. But, you know what I'm saying, like, whatever it is, as long as it's good music, it don't matter what coast it's coming from, good music is good music, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can dig it.
That's what it is, man. So, I mean, What's the difference between Shank Dog and any other rapper out here? What's the difference between you? What makes you the hottest?
Man, what makes me the hottest would probably be, I think, if anything, I understand music. Like, you know, people say, yeah, I'm good at music, I do this rap shit, blah, blah, blah. I mean, that's cool, but, like, I think me, of everyone I come across, you know, even some cats in the industry, I think I fully understand what music is, you know what I'm saying? Like, it can be some tracks, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying, you really don't have to go hard on, you know what I'm saying, you can just swag it out, or, you know what I'm saying, there's some tracks you do have to go hard on, or, you know, it's like, with me, I understand the balance within music, you know what I'm saying, and I use that to my fullest ability, you know what I'm saying, because you can't lyrically murder every track you come out with, or you can't, you know what I'm saying, take it easy on every track you come out with, but me, I feel I really understand music, and I know what levels to take it on, and, you know, what audiences to appeal to, and plus, you know, on the business side, I'm more of a beast, you know what I'm saying, I'm just learning, and, you know, shaking hands, and going to these industry meetings, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, just really learning the game, and you know, I can really speak on things, and, you know what I'm saying, the way I present myself, the way I handle my business, you know what I'm saying, it's like the full package, you know what I'm saying, I make niggas want to fuck with me, you know what I'm saying?
That's what it is. So, Shank Dog, in regards to the game, you know, what is your hardest adversity that you had to deal with in being in the game?
Well, shoot, I mean, think, you know, with being in the music game, I think my number one adversity probably was, I think, getting on, like, getting, you know what I'm saying, my music out of different radios, you know what I'm saying? Like, the stations, you know what I'm saying, like, they're real hard on the underground artists, you know, trying to come up or whatever. And then, you know, whenever you make it, everyone wants to be a part of it, you know what I'm saying, but no one wants to support. And, you know, most definitely, you know, when I get in the position, I'm going to definitely hold down Lush Radio because y'all reach out to me and it's all love, you know what I'm saying? And shouts out to Lush Radio. But yeah, I think, you know, like, the program directors and the DJs, they make it real hard for a record to spread, you know what I'm saying? And they always preach that, you know, like, an artist needs BDS in order to make it, you know what I'm saying, in order to make some noise. But how can you get spins when nobody want to spin your stuff, even if it's hot, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if the song is, you know, cleaned up and you know, it's sounding good and it's just about, you know, it can compete with any market, you know what I'm saying? They still don't want to show no love, you know what I'm saying? And I think another adversity, you know what I'm saying, definitely be, you know, if you're not in this game and you know what I'm saying, if you ain't coming in with at least like a couple of stacks, you know what I'm saying, it's going to take you a little bit longer because this game is all about the bread, you know what I'm saying? Like, I learned that, you know what I'm saying, through experience, you know what I'm saying, just listen to people and you know, some people, they won't even deal business with you if you ain't got no money on the table, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we making that work, you know what I'm saying? We having that business, we grinding, we getting our paper, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's become the less of an issue, but, you know, just, you know, to come up itself. But everything will pay off in the end, you know what I'm saying? Hard work always pays off, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm really not concerned with any hardship. Anything that was hard, it made me stronger, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I'm the man I am today, straight up.
I understand. You know, I got a thing to ask you, man. You know, a lot of you guys down south always say, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying. What is that about, man? Tell me about that.
Huh? You know what I'm saying? Well, I mean, I guess that's our way of saying, you know, you feel me, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, I just said it. Like, that's just how we say, do you feel me? Do you feel where I'm coming from? Do you understand my language? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
That's just how we speak. That's our talk. That's our slang.
That's what it is. What is the market like down there in South Carolina?
The market down here is definitely growing. It's definitely growing. A lot of different people, like, you know, from the A, from Chicago, a lot of different people coming out here to shop with us, man. We definitely on the rise. We definitely coming up, and you gonna see a lot of South Carolina in the next year and a half. You gonna see a lot of South Carolina. You're going to see a lot of artists coming in. You're going to see a lot of opportunities popping up down here. So, you know, like, anyone interested, any label heads interested in the market, come to South Carolina, man. We got it popping.
That's what it is, man. Shane Dogg right here in the house on Lush Radio with Billy Blast and your girl Lush, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting here broadcasting live from 7313 Baltimore Avenue in College Park, man. Because, you know, I had a feeling for some steak and cheese, man. So, you know, you need to come down here, South Street Steaks, you know what I'm saying? They got the hottest bomb Philly cheese steaks, man. If you can't get to Philly, man, all you got to do is come down to College Park and come get one of these Philly cheese steaks, man. I know you're hungry. Stop faking. But we down here in College Park broadcasting live. Lushy Lush, your girl, live on the radio, representing for the DMV, man. Come holler at your girl. You know, we live with Shank Dawg. I'm about to go to a quick commercial, man. Stand on the line for me right real quick, okay, Shank Dawg?
All right, we got you.
I'm going to a quick commercial. I'll be right back.
All right, cool.
Quick.
If you're looking for official management, man, look no further. Your man, Mr. DJ Finesse, a.k.a. DJ Mason Storm, has the hottest management group worldwide, Mace Management Group, LLC, doing it now. If you're an indie artist and you're looking for somebody to have your best interest and have that street credibility, man, it's your man, DJ Mason Storm, DJ Finesse, Mace Management Group, man, shutting it down, man. Also, man, if you're a producer and you need somebody to manage you, holla at your man, Mason, man. It won't stop. We can't stop. Bad Boy, the official DJ of Bad Boy, shutting it down. Also, if you need DJ services, holla at your man, man. It's nothing but exclusive stuff all here, baby. Holla at your man, Mason Storm, at www.myspace.com, Bad Boy, with an S, official, OFFICIAL, DJ, Bad Boy's official DJ, man, shutting it down, or holler at his email at chosen one, 369@AOL.com. It's not a game, man.
Yeah, what's good, Lushy Lush? This your dude, Pete Gutter, and you know I'm rocking with you all day, every day at LushRadioOnline.com. Thanks for all the love and support, you heard? One.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com or email them at E2K Magazine@gmail.com, man. It's nothing. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it.
Yeah, 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 it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, man, shutting it down, man. I'm broadcasting live in College Park at 7313 Baltimore Avenue, man, South Street Steakhouse, man, over here doing the hot Philly cheesesteaks, man. I couldn't make it out to Philly, so I had to come down to College Park, man. They got the best Philly cheesesteaks worldwide, shutting it down, live in the DMV, doing my 1-2, yo. You know, I'm live with your man, Shane's Dog, live on the line, doing the 1-2 on Lush Radio with Billy Blast, my co-host. We shutting it down. What's the deal? South Kakalaki, stand up.
Shoot, South Cat, we in here. It's all love. It's all love.
What it is, man. So, I mean, Shane Dog, you doing your 1-2, man. So, you know, what are other things you do besides, you got the record label that you started, and you're the only MC on your record label, or you got other MCs?
I definitely reach out to other artists, you know, I definitely, you know, try to give people good looks and look out for my peoples whenever I get a chance to. But, you know, as you know what I'm saying, something being official, I'm the official artist on my label. And, you know, it's only until, you know what I'm saying, I get that deal and get in that position where I can put other artists in, you know what I'm saying? Because I tell my people all the time, you know, if I'm drowning, I can't help you swim, you know what I'm saying? And I'm still trying to get into that, you know, position where I'm swimming and I can bring other people around to see, you know what I'm saying? So until then, you know what I'm saying, I'll be the primary artist. But I definitely look out for people. I do collabs and, you know, give people good looks and put them on mixtapes and things of that nature.
Well, what exactly deal are you looking for? Because, you know, you got international deals, you got nationwide deals, you got digital deals. What kind of deal exactly are you looking for?
Probably international deal. You know, anything that I push me in any and every market, you know what I'm saying, just trying to maximize the game. And, you know, I think my music is ready for the world, you know what I'm saying? My music speaks of the world. So definitely I'm trying to get that international deal. I'm trying to get that J, that Puff, that Dame, that 50 Money, you know what I'm saying? Trying to touch everything, touch every market.
Okay. What made you decide to create your own record label?
It's just like, you know, in my city, you know what I'm saying, like, it's a couple of opportunities, but there's not a whole lot of outlets, you know what I'm saying? So I figured, well, you know, if I can't, you know, get on with, you know, doing this or whatever, I might as well start my own label. You know, if a CEO over here doesn't want to give me a shot, I might as well be my own boss. And added to the fact that, you know, I create my own records, I record my music, I, you know, push it, you know what I'm saying? I do the mix, you know what I'm saying? I write it. So I figured, like, well, if I'm already producing songs for myself, I might as well start a record. Why not? You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, like, they ready to get signed, but they don't understand that, you know, you have to start from the bottom up because, you know, at the end of the day, everyone wants a deal, but, you know, they just want a deal just to say that they're doing something big and something important. But why not sign yourself first? That's the biggest step you can make.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. So you, So you basically produce and you write your own stuff. That's what it is.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. And like I said, you know what I'm saying? I got a studio set up at the crib. I do the mix. I engineer. I record it myself. You know what I'm saying? Write it, produce it, push it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like a one-man army when it comes to the music and when it comes to the business.
Dang, look out, world. There you go, Shake Dog in the business.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't play no games, straight up.
He's a modern marvel, baby, a modern marvel.
All day.
Billy Blast, you got some questions to go ahead and ask your man, Shank Dog, you know what I mean?
Hey, Shank Dog, you do all your own production and all of that in your studio?
Yeah, I do everything. Like I said, I'm a one-man army when it comes to the music, when it comes to my movement, everything. Me, I'm just music, like straight music, you know what I'm saying? There's no gimmick with me. You know what I'm saying? I don't really dance that much. You know what I'm saying? I might grind a little bit in the club, but I don't dance. You know what I'm saying? I don't do the dance records. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I have no gimmick. You know what I'm saying? Like, my life is my life. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, if anything, I just put out music, man. Anything that involves some music, I'm with it. If somebody can sit me down and teach me how to play guitar right now, I learn it. You know what I'm saying? Just because of music. And that has nothing to do with hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a music head. You know what I'm saying? I'm a music nerd. So straight up, man, I'm all about the music, for real.
So Shank Dog, you in the studio, you produce, you mixing, you engineering, you writing, you recording. What's like the, how much time does an artist of your talent spend in the studio on a day-to-day basis?
Me, I get in the studio whenever I get time, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, on the business end and, you know, things that go on in life, you know, you, like me, I'm not in a position where I can be in the studio every day, you know what I'm saying? That's my main focus, you know what I'm saying? Because there's so many other things I have to take care of, you know what I'm saying? Being a one-man army or whatnot. But you know, when I probably get in at least about two or three times out of a week. I probably do, on the average, like out of a week, I probably do about two or three songs a week. And you know, it takes me about, it don't take me long to write it all, man. It could probably take between 20 to 30 minutes to write a full song, which is, you know, three verses and a hook and a bridge or whatnot. And it probably take me about like an hour to lay it down and mix it professionally. Mm.
So what equipment is Shank Dog using, you know what I mean, to create these records, man? What type of
equipment? I got a B2 condenser mic. You know what I'm saying? I copped it off Musician's Friend. I got a little mixing board. I got a preamp, and I got a program called Adobe Audition, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, when me and my cousin started back in the day, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the first program we started using, and, man, I've been grinding with that program for, like, 4 years. I used to, you know what I'm saying, mess everything up and have it sounding bad, but you know, I got real dope with the program, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got it really sounding good, and I can mix my ass off, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, like, a lot of artists, you know what I'm saying, like, around my way locally, and, you know, from out of town, they reach out, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, let's do some records. Like, word, I got the studio time, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, like I said, I'm a one-man army. I'm not only a rapper, I do other things. So, you know, you can come and, you know what I'm saying, you can get a verse from me. You can get something mixed from me, you know what I'm saying? You can get a couple of hotlines. I write, too. I ghostwrite for a couple of artists. So, you know, I'm like a one-stop shop, man. Y'all come shop with me, you know what I'm saying?
Who the artists you ghostwrite for?
Oh, man, I can't even tell you. See, y'all started getting me to do bad business on the radio, man. For real, I can't even do that, man. I ain't even going to disclose all that. But, you know, like, you know, they know,
that's
you know.
Classified information, dog. Classified information.
Huh?
See, I know that's that classified information.
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, y'all come shop with me, man. That's all I got to say. Come shop with me.
Hey, how many songs does Shank Dog have out there right now with the infamous auto-tune?
I think about the auto-tune.
I said, how many songs out there does Shank Dog have out there right now with the infamous auto-tune? Yeah, and also, how do you
know? None. Zero. Zilch. Nada. The auto-tune, I mean, it's cool for the people that use it, you know what I'm saying? But, like, me, like, I can't sing for shit, you know what I'm saying? I can't sing at all. But, you know what I'm saying, like, those that choose to use it, that's cool. That's their lane, you know what I'm saying? But, like, me, I might harmonize a little bit on the track, but, you know, I feel music should be pure, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, let's go back in the day, you know, with you know what I'm saying, Michael Jackson and, you know, Teddy P and all them. You know, think about those old school cats, you know what I'm saying? They didn't have auto-tune back in the day, you know what I'm saying? But they still sounded good. And, you know, I feel like my music, like, it's just, like, my talent is undeniable, and I like to keep my talent pure and fresh, so I don't think I'll really go with the auto-tune. I might try, you know, somewhere down the road, but, you know, right now, like, that's not the lane I'm on right now. Musically, I'm just in the, you know, the natural sound, you know what I'm saying?
That's what it is, Shane Dog. Shane Dog, so you down there in South Carolina, man, you know, what are some of your influences, man? Who are some of your influences?
Okay, like, I hate these type of questions because I always leave somebody out, man. But I would say, like, you know, first when I started, you know, getting into music, I didn't even really like hip-hop, like, to be honest with you. Because, you know what I'm saying, me and my people used to go down to the skate rink, you know what I'm saying? The music used to be real loud. And I really wasn't feeling it. Actually, I was a fan of jazz first. And then I heard Child Conquest. And I was like, yo, these dudes are spitting, and they got the jazzy beats, you know what I'm saying? And so I started feeling them first, and then I fell in love with Outkast. Then I fell in love with Wu-Tang. Then I fell in love with Nas, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it just kind of branched out from that. And then, you know what I'm saying, down here in the South, No Limit Records had the South on Smash, you know what I'm saying? Like, and this was back before, you know, this was back when, like, the North was controlling the game, you know what I'm saying? Like, No Limit, they had, they used to drop an album, like, every month, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, the streets was feeling them, so I grew on them, too. So it was like I had, like a Southern influence and an up North influence and an East Coast influence, you know what I'm saying? And that's what made me the artist I am today. That's how I can get on both levels very quickly, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it was artists from the West Coast, you know, N.W.A., Eazy-E, Bone Thugs, you know what I'm saying, Eminem, Jay, you know what I'm saying? I was a fan of the whole Rockefeller family. You know what I'm saying? Just anyone that was putting out good music, you know what I'm saying, within their era, or anyone I can go back to and listen to, like, man, that was my song back then, you know what I'm saying? Like, I definitely give them props, but, you know, it started off very small, but, you know, I'm always a fan of good music. If it's hot, it's hot. If it's whack, it's whack. You know what I'm saying? Much love.
What part of South Carolina are you from? Because they asking me in the chat room. Shout out to Hitman, and Lady Flavor, and my people in the chat room. You know I love y'all, man. That's how we
do. Shout out to the chat room. Shout out to all y'all, man. I appreciate y'all checking in with me. I'm from Florence, South Carolina. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I definitely do a lot of business in the metro in Columbia, South Carolina. And I do a couple of business things in Charleston too. You know what I'm saying? But like, it's not only Florence. It's like South Cat as a whole. Like you can't really look at, you know, South Cat, you know, and Florence is like one place. You know what I'm saying? You gotta look at it as a whole. And I represent the whole. You know what I'm saying? But
that's what it is, Shane Dawg. Shane Dawg, we about to go on some of your music, man. We about to let the people hear your music, Shane Dawg, straight out of Cadillac. South Cat,
play that.
Doing that 1-2. You know what I'm saying? We live here with Lushy and Billy Blast. I'm broadcasting live from South Street Steaks, you know, 7313 Baltimore Avenue, College Park, Maryland. You want to come check me out live? We live right here. Come get your cheese steak going, man. If you can't make it to Philly, man, they got the hottest Philly cheese steaks right here, man. Come through, man. So I'm about to go on the Shake Dogs joint. Tell me in the chat room if you're feeling it, you're loving it. Holla at your girl. Check this out. Shake, dog.
Powerful.
Track runners, bitch. I know you see me in the city making power moves. I know you see me because I'm hotter than a lot of dudes. I do the thing. I make it rain. I fucking talk with your Padama. Who's the band? Who's the friend? I show her on the poppy collar. I know you see me in the city making plenty dough. Probably see me with your host, stop paying, 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 I know you see me, I'm back like I left some. Now I'm strapped like you stole something. Fucking up the parking lot on them faux stuff. Cause so I do a show when you know that them hoes come. Cause I might when I'm on it, I own it. I cruise it through your hood, man, my Honda be rolling. Then I ride show for life, show me my opponent on the shit. Moving bowel, got the power like Colin. Getting money is a slogan on the grind like a slow jail. And I dance with the devil. Money's the root of all evil. Plus a strap with the metal. Squad full of real niggas that a bam in a second. You talking about the cake? Man, I been getting it. Where your girl at? On my lap, probably hitting it. In the back of the act, vocal auditioning. She with the Mac from the cat that put his stories in his. Come on. I know you see me in the city making power moves. I know you see me.
make it rain. I fucking toss a couple dollars. Who's the band? Who's the train? I turn around and pop your collar. I know you see me in the city making plenty dough. I know you see me, probably see me with your host. Stop hating, 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 stop hating. FLOCOW, recognize what kind of trouble you in. Talk down on my city and we tucking you in. Bullets like bad nerves, they get under your skin.
The mother niggas might try,
but they ain't fucking with him. Get them hoes, Grey Goose, if they ain't fucking with gin. I'm old school, skip the mix and let the cutting begin. I'm going far in this game, I'ma throw it to the end. Put ARs to A&Rs if they fuck up my M. They acting funny with the money, I'm going nutty for the money. Cash shoes, cash rules, everything around me. Flow is the city, I'm the king, bitch, crown me.
Stop
hating,
you gon' flop.
Stop hating,
I'm so hot.
Stop hating,
you so not.
Stop hating,
you wanna block.
Stop hating,
I'm in the drop.
Your baby mama,
you're my cop.
Stop hating,
you can't stop.
Stop,
come on. I know you see me in the city making power moves.
I make it rain, I fucking toss a couple dollars. Who's the best, who's the friend? I turn around and pop your collar.
I know you see me in the city making plenty dough. I know you see me, probably see me with your host. Stop hating,
stop hating,
stop hating, stop hating,
stop hating,
stop hating,
stop hating,
stop hating.
I know you see me in the city making power moves.
I know you see me 'cause I'm hotter than a lot of dudes.
I do the thing, I make it rain, I fucking toss a couple dollars. Who's the best, who's the friend? I turn around and pop your collar.
I know you see me in the city making plenty dough. I know you see me, probably see me with your host. Stop hating,
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 stop hating.
I know you.
I hate gossip.
I hate it too.
And I don't walk around looking for it, you know?
Never.
But yesterday it seemed to just wander around until it found me, you know, like...
Huh?
Gossip found me.
What?
Then why don't you try proving it?
They can't
how?
Prove
it. You don't know how to prove it?
Shawty, we
well,
too real.
To
is...
On a nigga, I have no emotion. Ladies, take a picture of a Don sipping Don by the picture. Millions to the ceiling, chilling. This is how I'm living. Mine is the television. You don't even need cable. My word is food for thought. Welcome to Hell's Kitchen, where the truth is not a figment of imagination. It's law. Middle finger, fuck you niggas if you hating the boss. I ain't never so crack like Ross. So peace like no limits, still in it to crack your jaw. The rules are meant to be broken. Yeah, I passed that. Law. Sending troops like Bush, I'll declare that war. How dare you start with me, I got flows up in this. I ain't gotta ask Khaled, cause I know I'm the best. Yeah, yeah. The game and the wait is over,
yeah.
Put a bullet in your mind to give you time to
get over.
Oh.
Thank you,
over.
I need to stop worried about these niggas. If they ain't pulling triggers, trying to murder out a nigga. Nigga, you ain't even a nigga, you a bitch. Telling other bitches what you heard about a nigga. Have pistols in the couch, holding burners out for niggas. You weren't on the block when I was serving out with niggas. Hustler, bad mufflers after service out a nigga. Now here's a few things you probably heard about a nigga.
Like,
I ain't gangin', not from the hood. I've done some bad, I done some good. You don't like me, good. I'm in a different space, you rapping for the hood, but the world's a bigger place. Three steps behind me, you in a different place. The hare to the tortoise, we running a different race. Before I go, I break, grab bananas and go ape. I look down at my Jesus feet, and then the Jesus speak.
Hey, haven't I been good to you?
Yes, Lord. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm going back in. Let's go.
This is my 2008 flow. For you a-holes, money so south of the border, I'm about to pay so. Act low, they know, you know, my flow so cold like zero, below, Pluto. Man, I grew up around poverty, now I live prosperous in hip-hop through my sovereignty. In the music business, I'm not trying to eat properly. Seafood diet, seafood is dying optimally. So save your bosses and your gossips for the weed shops. Because the rap game need me like they need pop. Like they need big, like they need shake. I drop classics and I do that in a big way. On wax, I'm a killer. Like crack to a chemist, you ain't going nowhere. Get back on my shit list. Young Frank Willis, I'm the motherfucking illest. My album coming soon. Gang, y'all, it's the realest motherfucker.
Then that's some gossip for your bitch ass.
Yeah, yeah, man, that's your man, Shane Dog, man. He gave y'all a little sample, little taste of what he's doing. His 1-2 straight out of South Kakalaki. You know what I'm saying? He's a producer slash MC slash business owner. Got his own record label, shutting it down for the South Kakalaki. I'm live in the building with your man, Billy Blast, my co-host, Pot of Minds, man. We getting it in, man. Real hip-hop, where it lives at on Lush Radio. Holla at your girl. Yeah. Shane Dawg, you was doing your thing, homeboy.
Appreciate it. That's powerful music right there. Powerful music. Like I said, I let the music speak for itself. You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. Hey, Billy, what you think about that, Billy?
Yeah, I dig that. I like that approach on that gossip, man.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
You got MySpace out there somewhere?
Yeah, man, everybody can catch me on myspace.com/SkankD. That's SKANKD. So I'm also on YouTube, youtube.com/SkankDog02. So, you know what I'm saying? Everybody can hit me up, send me an ad, you know what I'm saying? Send me a message, holler at me, man. Let me know what you're feeling. Let me know what's good with you. You know what I'm saying? My music video is an update. I got a music video for Stop Hating and Gossip, so y'all check that out. I just put out a freestyle video with me, you know, speaking a couple of lines or whatever. You know, I keep it popping, you know what I'm saying? I keep the bulletins going, keep the freestyles coming, keep the music coming. So, man, y'all hit me up, man. That's my tabernacle. Come see me.
That's what it is, church. You know what I'm saying? That's what it really is. But real talk, man. They over here screaming your name in the chat room, Shank Dog, Lady Flavor showing you love, the Hitman showing you love. Man, they showing you love. They said they feeling their whole body. They even feeling Billy Blast in the building. Vintage Beats.
Man, shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. Shout out to Billy. Shout out to Lush. Man, it's all love, man. We holding it down for real, man. I appreciate all y'all, man. Straight up.
I think you really came hard with that joint. You know, you really impressed me when you shot me that music video you had. Man, y'all got to check out this dude's music videos, man. They are hot. They are intensive. You got to watch them, man. I got one right now playing on my MySpace page. That's www.myspace.com/radioonline, man. You can check out his music video live on there, man. It's hot. It's nothing but fire, baby.
It's hot.
That's your girl.
That's what it is. Appreciate it.
That's what it is. Shank Dog, you know before you get off this joint, you know what you got to do, right, Shank Dog?
Spit a couple of lines.
You know you got to do, man. It's Freestyle Friday. And Shank Dog's in the building. He about to give us nothing but the raw, wiggly raw, nothing but the nastiness, man. Go ahead and spit them bars, baby.
Yo, check this out. I'm going to come off the top, all right? Look, I want you to give me a word. I'm going to keep freestyling. I want you to keep feeding me words, all right? So let's start it off. Give me a word.
Lush Radio.
Yo. I'm chilling on Lush Radio. Flow so crazy, yo. Cats can't see me. No, I'm straight up beaming. Now I'm spitting off the top of the head. This ain't written. Niggas be bitching. I be flipping, spitting off the competition. Yeah, I'm straight ripping. I'm spitting off the dome. Make them come to home. When I kick the flow, you know I'm in the zone. Never see me coming. Niggas know I'm leaning. Keep my flow in. You know I'm not a comedian like Keenan Ivory Wayans, man. I'm not playing what I'm saying. I'm like an AK when I'm spitting and I start spraying. High kick from South Cat rap so hard. Your respect from the up north and the east coast and the west coast. I got the best smoke and the best dope. Homeboy, you know I'm coming crazy with the flow. Stick crazy like a 380. You know I'm going to flow. You know I'm going to go. I'm so old, professional. Freestyle Fridays. I did that 14 weeks straight. You never see me fake. You never see me eight. Come on, man. You know I does this. Lush Radio. You know I loves this.
You heard that live on Lush Radio, man. Your man Shank Dog, man. Freestyle Friday doing this 1-2, man. You know you want to call in and talk to your man Shank Dog. Call in at 347-826-7722. This how we doing. Your man Billy Blast and your girl Lushy Lush, man. Shout out to the chat room doing a 1-2 Lady Flavor, the Hitman Worldwide. All y'all, man. We love you, man. I'm broadcasting live from South Street States, 7313 Baltimore Avenue, College Park, Maryland. I'm getting in. I'm getting that salami mouth right there with them Philly cheese steaks, man. Dripping all the grease on the side of my lip, man. Getting it in. Eating these shit sticks, man. They got cheese fries. They got all that stuff. They got all kinds of menus, man. I'm talking about they got my mouth watering right now, man. I couldn't make it to Philly, so I'm down here in College Park eating Philly cheesesteaks, man. Holla at your girl. So I'm saying, Shank Dog, man. Man, I respect you, man, and what you're doing. You are a well-rounded person. You know what I'm saying? You're getting your hustle on. Do what you do, man.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. I appreciate it, too, man. I appreciate holding it down with y'all, man. And straight up, I definitely hope to see y'all back. Call me back, you know what I'm saying? You got my number, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you hit me up so I can touch fans with the bases, you know what I'm saying?
That's what it is, man. All you got to do, man, tell them once again what's your MySpace page so they can check you out and listen to that hot music.
Check this out, y'all. If y'all looking for your boy SD, you want to check out a hot video, listen to some hot music, leave me a comment, show me some love, you know what I'm saying, make a couple of fan signs. You can get it on and popping with me at myspace.com/SkankD. Again, that's myspace.com/SKANKD. Y'all be sure to hit me up and send me an ad, man. Much love to y'all, and let me know what's good, man. Shout out to Lush Radio. Y'all make sure y'all hit up Lush Radio's MySpace and show her love as well. You know what I'm saying? And let's just keep the shit moving.
That's what it is, man. You need to support that man in this movement, man. Support independent entrepreneurs, independent business owners, independent artists, DJs, everybody doing their thing, man. We need to support each other and start cutting each other's throats, man. Support this man in his movement. This is how we do live on Lush Radio, man. Call in at 347-826-7722. Live with Billy Blast, your man, Vintage Beats, and your girl, Lushy Lush, the people's voice. This is how we do. Man, I wish you much respect and everything that you do. And we love you so much on Lush Radio, man. Mi casa, su casa. Updates on what you're doing. We support you in your movement. Spread out Lush Radio out there in South Cacolatti, and let's get it.
Yeah, no doubt. Much love to Lush Radio. You know what I'm saying? The feeling is mutual. And like I said, I look forward to y'all hitting me back and letting me hop back on the show, man. Let me do my thing, man. I can do this forever, man. Let's get it.
That's what it is. Hey, Billy Blast, you got some words for your man?
Hey, keep doing your thing. Man, holding it down, you know, this is it's a hard game out here. Only way you're going to make it is if you find, you know what I mean, hard work, dedication pays off, man.
Yeah, no doubt, homie. Hey, much love to you too, bro. You know what I'm saying? I had fun holding it down with y'all, man, and I, you know what I'm saying, wish y'all best of luck, whatever y'all do, man, whether it be rap, radio, business, whether it be anything, you know what I'm saying, y'all hold it down. If Obama can make it, we can make it, so let's do it.
Yes, we
let's
can.
Let's do it. That's what it is. That's what it is, man. Billy Blast, stay on the line with me. That's what it is, Shank Dog. We love you, man. Later.
All right. Peace.
Peace. Yeah, man. Yeah. Me and your man, Billy Blast, live in the building, man. We shutting it down, Vintage Beach, man. It's the clowning session. You know, pie of mine. We talk about deep things. And at the same time, you know, we clown around and act a little funny. You know what I'm saying? For my people out there. But you know what I'm saying? That was your man, Skank Dog. Straight out to South Cacolatti doing his 1-2, man. He came hard with the hip-hop and everything. Did his little freestyle. You know what I'm saying? We always showing love. But at the same time, how many times are you going to say you know what I'm saying, Billy Blast? What's up?
It's your man. It's your man. It's your man, you know what I'm talking about. I'm from the A, you know what I'm talking about. I just trying to call in. I heard Shank Dog, you know what I'm talking about. I was trying to figure out what he's talking about, if I knew what he was saying. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Everybody know what I'm talking about? I got my baby on my knee here, you know what I'm talking about. Hey, I want to give a shout out to my man Cool V out there. You know what I'm talking about? I know you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about? Things that's crazy. You know what I'm talking about?
I know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying, what I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying, but that's real talk, now what I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying, real talk.
That's crazy. Hey, but sometimes I be losing it, man. You know, shout out to Shank Dog out there doing his numbers, man, but, you know, brothers out here need to articulate a little better because, you know, you got a 30-minute interview and 27 minutes of that is, you know what I'm saying, you know, you kind of get lost a little bit.
But we love Shank Dog, man.
Hey,
Shank Dog,
you my fan, Shank Dog. Keep it popping, do your numbers. You ain't the only one, though, bro. We understand it's just a dialect that you select when you hang, but, you know, sometimes we need to understand what you're saying, you know what I'm saying?
No, I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? Saint Dog is a man, though, man, but he is representing from South Kakalaki doing his thing, man. For real, Saint Dog is doing his thing. Real talk. But Saint Dog, you know it's all love, man. You know how y'all South Kakalaki, y'all do like that, know what I'm saying? But it's all love. We love y'all, man. South Kakalaki, y'all doing y'all thing. And y'all, I represent y'all. I love y'all. I support y'all. Shank Dog, I will blast your stuff all day, every day, man, because you're doing your thing. And you're a man of, you know what I'm saying, jack of all trades, and we represent. You know, we out here to get it, you know. So we showing you love live on Lush Radio. You know
make
what
sure
I mean?
Y'all check out Shank Dog MySpace. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Y'all hit up Shank Dog MySpace in the YouTube and check them videos out. That gossip is crazy out there, Shank Dog. I feel that.
Yeah, man, you got to check out that gossip right there, man. You know what I'm saying? It's hard body, man. Videos are vicious, man. Check them out. But Billy Blast, man, get them your info, man. They need to check out them hot videos you be doing, too, man. And them beats, man. Billy Blast.
Yeah, you already know Billy Blast. Ventures Beats Productions in the building. Shout out to my man, Fingers, my man, P Nice, my man, Peter, Provocal Beats out there. We holding it down. Y'all could check out the MySpace. MySpace.com/BeezVintage. That's BEZINTAG. You can also check out the www.MySpace, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about? www.VintageBeats.com. That's Beats spelled with a Z. VintageBeats.com. You know what I mean? Y'all can go there and check it out. Check out my YouTube joint, Vintage Blast. VintageBlass, Vintage Blast. Check out the videos that's up there. You know what I mean? The Serious Jones exclusive videos. You know, we got the Lush video, online videos on the way coming soon. Y'all, it's going to be real phenomenal. We got my man up there, P. Dix, exclusive fashion and furs. You know, shout out to exclusive fashion and furs out there. You know, y'all can go up there and check out the P. Dix TV, see what's going on with my man with them exclusive sneakers and them exclusive furs. You know what I mean? Y'all can catch it out. Again, you know, Lush Radio commercials and videos is coming up on YouTube real soon. You know what I mean? So stay tuned. If you don't have a TV and you do have a computer, just put your computer on YouTube and don't ever take it off. Just keep refreshing until you see the Lush commercial. Don't even just keep refreshing YouTube. Just leave it there. Go to Vintage Blast on YouTube and just keep it there. Be constantly posting up videos and keeping y'all, you know, aware of what's going on. Check them Sirius Jones videos out, yours truly, you know, in the joint. So, you know, just get at it, man. It's all over the place, man. Vintage Beach Productions, Lushy Lush Radio online. You know how.
That's what, man. And y'all need to go ahead, you know what I'm saying, and check me out. I'm going to do my live exclusive interview along with your man Cool V on Supreme Entertainment tomorrow from 2 to 4 doing my 1-2. It's not a game. I'm shutting it down. They are interviewing me, your girl, Lushy Lush, the people's voice. So y'all need to come and support, come call in, check me out, log on, Supreme Entertainment, check me out. I'm doing my 1-2. And I got to send a shout-out to Lady Favor, because she gave me nothing but the hottest flyers out there. She did a hot flyer for me for my show, a hot flyer for me being on Supreme Entertainment. So I got to give my girl a shout out, you know what I'm saying, straight out of, you know what I'm saying, Washington State, doing a 1-2. I love her to death. She got the whole Hot Poetry Cafe out there, you know what I'm saying, and she does the poetry reviews, book reviews, man. You need to holler at your girl. You need to holler at your man, the Hitman, doing Joseph's Vision. It's helping out and outreaching towards the youth and helping them out. Y'all need to donate and log on and check out the Hitman shows, man. It's not a game, man. For real, we is doing our thing out here. Support each other in the movement. Real talk. So I'm saying, man, Billy Blast, you know, Obama's in office, you know what I'm saying? And, yo, did you hear about your girl, Sarah Palin?
I was walking past the TV today, and I heard one of the most asinine things that I have heard in a very long time. Was she drunk or something, Lush?
What'd she say, my dude?
She said today, and I quote, that she did not know that Africa was a continent. She thought it was a country.
Oh, son, I heard that, son. They said that before they had to do that they didn't know. She said that literally she did not know that Africa was a continent. They had her assistants had to assist her to do that, to let her know. People on some game.
I guess, guess you know she's from
Alaska. Well, listen, though, son. Son, she got a degree in journalism. So they just giving out free degrees out there in Alaska? That's what I want to know, son.
No, see, what happens is, you know, in Alaska, it's dark for 6 months and it's light for 6 months. You know what I'm saying? So when I think they give the degrees out when it's dark and they can't really see what they're writing. You know what I'm saying? So that's the top one when it was dark during the 6 months of darkness. Because how the hell are you running to be the vice president and you don't know, you know what I mean? You don't know that Africa is a continent and not a country. That's why, see, it's things like that. It's things like that with brothers like Obama who succeed. You know what I mean? Because, you know, Obama's half African. You know what I mean? So how do you not know who you're running against? Like, how do you not even, did you do your homework? I think she was probably sitting in the house eating tea and crumpets in the dark, because, you know, it's dark for 6 months. So
she probably killed a couple of deer before she did all that, or some elk before
From a helicopter.
From a helicopter.
Yeah, from a helicopter. You know what I mean? Shout out to my man, Mike Vick. Man, y'all need to free Mike Vick, man. If you know, you got the candidate that's running for vice president around shooting deers and elk out of a helicopter. You know what I mean? And my man had a few dog fights, and y'all sent him up the river. Like, come on, man. What is this world coming to? She need to be locked up just for not knowing that Africa wasn't a country. Well, Africa, in her mind, Africa is a country. As a matter of fact, let's not get that twisted. Her world. I don't know. I don't understand. Sarah Palin, come on, man. You're supposed to be a little more intelligent than that. I think that's
you know
really
what, Sarah Palin. Yo, you know what, man? I gotta sit here, you know what I'm saying, and throw this out to the listeners and the callers, man. Y'all need to call in at 347-826-7722 and tell me how you feel about Sarah Palin not knowing that Africa was a continent. Please tell me how you feel about that one.
That's crazy. Sarah Palin, and I was going to call him Tom McCain. Like, remember Tom McCain, the shoes, the old school shoes with the little boy with the hat and the little dog? The Tom McCain shoes? I was on John McCain. Sarah Palin, oh my God.
Did you hear?
Batman Robin or some shit.
Dog, they said that the Bush's dog, the little dog, Toto, whatever his name is, that he going through depression because of the whole big move and everything. You know, he's really saddened. So that's why the little mutt went and bit some reporter or something to let out his aggression. What's that about, Toto? Whatever your name is.
Y'all ass is going back to Kansas, Toto. Y'all are going right back to Kansas on a first-class flight. There was people out in the White House when I was there earlier. They was out there with moving trucks and shit. It was hilarious.
Yo,
moving
people
trucks out there, ready to get his ass out of there.
Moving
out of there.
Out of there with the quickness, man. They already had the tow truck and everything.
Wow, that's
they literally had boxes ready right after they made that speech that Obama is the electee. They already had the boxes waiting for him already.
Hey, and also, too, you know, Obama's in the office, man. If y'all out there listening, you know, real important that, you know what I'm saying, just to touch January 20th, you know, if you're in D.C. or you can make it to the D.C. area, y'all need to be out there for that inauguration and see that brother's folks in the White House. You know, I mean, that's real important, man. This is history in the making. We live in it.
History in the making, make sure you bring your cameras, make sure you bring the kiddies, make sure you dress on warm, because it's going down. This is history. Come down to the inaugural, and I'm going to let y'all know right now, the tickets aren't really on for sale right now for the inaugural ball, so some of these online sites, make sure you keep them, because they're trying to take your money for this inaugural ball, so make sure you get the good information in regards to the inaugural ball. Okay, and I want to send a shout out, like again, once again, to the Hitmen. Support them in their movement. Joseph's Vision, along with your girl, Lady Flavor, man, they donating to try to help the youth out there that's underprivileged and just going through stuff. Donate to them to make positive and better ways for the youth out there. Joseph's Vision, man. Y'all need to support the movement, man. Your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building with your man, Billy Blast, talking about how do you feel about your girl, Sarah Palin, talking about that Africa, she did not know it was a continent. How you feel about that? That's kind of crazy, man. Oh, let me tell you another thing about your girl Sarah Palin. They found out Sarah Palin was buying crazy, ridiculous clothing and buying crazy, ridiculous clothing for her husband. And then she told her assistants to charge their personal cards for her clothes. You breaking up, my dude. You breaking up.
$150,000 outfit. She had on a $150,000 outfit. That is bananas. And now she's going to put it on eBay.
She trying to put everything on eBay. She trying to put the plane on eBay, son.
She need to put herself on eBay.
She need to put herself on eBay, son. Real talk. She need to put herself on eBay. Like I said, man, I'm broadcasting live from 7313 Baltimore Avenue, College Park, Maryland. South Street Steaks, man. Get the hottest Philly cheesesteaks in the world. If you can't go to Philly, man, stop right here in College Park. This is where the party at, man. After you get your Philly cheesesteak and you get your belly full, then go to the club. Holla at your girl, Lush Radio, live in the building. South Street Steaks, man.
That's what it is.
That's what it is, man.
Sarah Palin out there with them $150,000 dresses on. They bill gonna be her bill is gonna be skyrocketed. They ain't win either. As soon as their team ain't win, there was somebody standing right there with a bill. Like, sorry, but you gonna have to take that dress off. You know what I mean?
Hey, I think that was part of why she was crying. Cause you know that it was actually somebody that was an investor that actually donated the money to support their clothing, right? And when they wanted to be in when they asked about reimbursement, the first thing they asked about, what's up with this shopping you was doing, Sarah Palin?
Wow.
Then at the same time they said that they didn't want to inform your man McCain because they thought that they didn't want to disturb him. So at the same time, when this dude found out, I tell you, the horns came out. He hasn't talked to this lady since.
The horns came out, or they just got longer. Hey, I got the mean Obama and McCain slogan right now, but I don't know if it's politically correct to say it. But you know, we on internet radio here, so it goes like this: Obama, obviously blacks are moving America. McCain, maybe crackers can acknowledge it now. Y'all caught that out there?
Wow. That was kind of explicit. Explicit. Bleep.
Yeah. The FCC is coming for us after they go get that dress back. After the FCC is coming for us after they go get the dress back and after they bleep out Sarah Palin for saying that Africa is a country and not a continent.
Yo, your man in there, man talking about his baby's boy. Dog, I didn't even know you had a baby, son. I hear you in the chat room.
Somebody got a baby in the chat room? Somebody just had a baby in the chat room?
Baby bouncing on their hip, man.
Hey,
you know
baby bouncing on their hips in the chat room. I'm just in here in the chat room with my baby on my hip, showing my baby how to talk on the chat room. And when I ain't bouncing my baby, I'm listening to Lush Radio online. This your boy, you know what I'm talking about? I'm from Willacoochee, Alabama. You know what I'm talking about? If you don't know what I'm talking about, ask somebody. They know what I'm talking about. You hear me?
That's what it is. That's what it is, man.
Shout out to everybody out there in Willacoochee, Alabama.
Tell them cats in Willacoochee, Alabama, when they come to the DMV, man, they need to come down to South Street Steaks, man, at 7313 Baltimore Avenue, College Park, man. We got nothing but the hottest Philly cheesesteaks in here. And we got them cheese fries, man. Let's get cheese in. For real. You know what I mean?
Cheese fries. They got Chester Cheetah out there doing advertisement for the steakhouse.
For the steakhouse.
Y'all want a good steak, y'all need to go down there to Baltimore Avenue and go to the steakhouse and get a steak. Stop playing.
Come over here and come get a Philly cheesesteak, man. Let's get our cheesesteak on.
If you're in the area, you know Lush Radio Online broadcasting live out there right now. Y'all need to come through and holler.
Come through and holler at your girl, Lushy Lush. Come get some of this Lush.
With my man, shout out to the Whistler. We on the Power of the Minds, and the Whistler ain't calling. Where the Whistler at? I know you out there, baby.
I know you out there. Shout out to Cool V, man. Shout out to Exclusive Fashion and First, man. Mr. P did it, Mr. Polo. You know what I'm saying? Doing his 1-2. Shout out to Ace Diamond. Shout out to DJ Finesse. Shout out to D Smooth, World Premiere DVD. Shout out to Albie, Cheddar Magazine, the hottest DVD circulating in the area. Shout out to your man, Busy B, you know what I mean? The originator, freestyle rapper, doing this 1-2. Shout out to the Awesome 2, man. Legendary radio personalities. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to my street queens doing a 1-2, man. We shut it down behind the bar show we did yesterday. This is how we do, man. Live on Lush Radio. I broadcast from everywhere, man. I'm mobile. Get with it. Interactive, baby. For
real. We're interactive in countries, not continents.
That's what it is, man. Shout out to Game Face. Martin Luther King had a dream, man. Game Face has a game plan. Get your game face on, man. Real talk. Positive people doing positive things live on Lush Radio. It's not a game, man. For real. Yo, for real. Everybody needs to live their life, man. Everybody needs to. If you don't have hope right now because of what Obama did, Obama, then you need to wake up and do something with yourself. Go get a drink. Wake up. For real. You know what I'm saying? You need to have hope in your life right now. You need to try to strive harder than you ever strived before, man. There's nothing holding you back from accomplishing your dreams right now. I don't know why you had to wait from Obama, you know what I'm saying, but, you know, accomplish them now. And real talk, though, Billy Blast.
What's up,
man? Still haven't got my little refund. What did they call this little stipend? What was it called again? The little checks they said they was going to give up?
Oh, yeah. But see, you know what happened? They're supposed to give us 40 acres in the mule. You know what I'm saying? They never give us our 40 acres in the mule, so we just took 52 acres in the White House.
That's what it is. But I still want my check, though, my dude. What's up with my check? Y'all listening to the government, man. I need my check, man. In my mail, I need my check. I need to send me my check. I still ain't get my check yet, my dude. Real talk, what's up? Give me my money.
I need mine too, you know what I'm talking about? Because my baby got dirty diaper on my knee here, and I need to get my baby some diapers, you know what I'm talking about?
Because I'm about to deodorize and tantalize the whole conversations, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you understand me, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. 1, 2, 3 of 4, 5, 6 salami and bacon.
Yo, shout out to Kimora. Out there, the little baby, you know what I'm saying, bouncing on the knee, on mama knee, bouncing on mama knee.
Shout out to Jada's Closet out there. Jada's Closet out there is tuning in. Shout out to Jada's Closet.
That's what it is, man. Shout out to my chat room. Shout out to all my supporters, man. I'm in here eating Philly cheesesteaks, man, all day with the cheesy fries. Get cheesy.
Get cheesy. Everybody get cheesy with a nice cheesesteak out there on Baltimore Avenue.
For real, man. Lady Flavor, you two look too young to be a grandma, Lady Flavor. Lady Flavor in there talking about, she said, I'm a grandma bouncing my baby, my grandbaby on my knee, bouncing my grandbaby on my knee, and my grandbaby listening. Lush Radio right now, bouncing on my knee. My name is Lady Flavor. I love you, Lady Flavor. You my girl. I love you. And she bouncing on your knee. I love you. Shout out to Kamal with her cute sale. With her cute sale. That's what it is, man. We doing our 1-2 representing from the DMV, North Side, South Side, Worldwide, representing from Jersey, New York, all over the place. We're doing our 1-2 live right here, South Street Steak, 7313 Baltimore Avenue, College Park, man. If you feeling hungry and your stomach is rumbling and your stomach's talking like five or three languages, man, then you need to come down here to South Street Steaks and come out here and get your Philly cheese steaks out and come get you some hoagies, you know what I'm saying? Come get you some pizza. Come get all kinds of stuff, man. They got crazy toppings. Come here, 7313 Baltimore Avenue, College Park. Lush Radio live in the building, on live radio station, doing my 1-2. Holla at your girl. Hey, Billy, I thought you was coming down here to come get a cheesesteak, man.
I'm coming to get me a cheesesteak in a few minutes. You know what I'm talking about?
No, Tom, where you at right now, what I'm talking about?
Me, I'm uptown in D.C. right now in the 14th Madison area, walking around through the streets, you know what I'm saying, saluting the people, shaking hands. Salute and let them know everybody out here need to tune in to Lush Radio online. If you don't have a computer, get yourself one of these new cell phones out here. You can that way.
You know what I'm saying? You walk in the streets, man. You know what I'm saying? You need to stop somebody on the street and say, son, how did you feel when they said Obama was the presidential electee? Holler at them. Oh, actually, don't ask them that. Ask them, how did you feel about Sarah Palin saying that she didn't know Africa was a continent? Stop somebody and ask them that question.
Hey, did any of y'all hear Sarah Palin say she didn't know Africa was a continent, she thought it was a country? Y'all didn't hear that? Hey, being that I'm out here live in the streets right now, people don't have televisions. They've been outside all night, they said. So we're going to ask somebody around there, Lush, where you at? Back to you, Lush.
Oh, okay. Hey, how you doing today? Hey. How did you feel about Sarah Palin saying that she didn't know Africa was a continent? Well, I'm live on Lush Radio, man. I'm out here right here at the Cheesecake, you know what I'm saying, doing my one thing. I'm live with a young gentleman right now. He getting his soda and everything, man. He's about to answer the question. How did you feel about Sarah Palin not knowing that Africa was a continent? You're talking to live on Lush Radio.
Oh, for real? What station am I on? The fact that I can't even begin to give you the straight answer about that, because Sarah Palin was an idiot from the beginning. Just her whole demeanor. When John McCain selected her to be his running mate, you already knew from that point on that he did not want to be president. She didn't have the background or the education to do the job. At least with Biden, he has some history in federal government politics.
Did you tell everybody what your name is?
Tim, originally from New York, Shaolin.
That's what it is, man. New York live in the building, man. We live here at South Street Steakhouse, 7313 Baltimore Avenue, College Park, Maryland, man. We live right here with the callers doing our 1-2, man. You know how we do, man. Live in the building. It's not a game. I don't know where Billy Blast went to, but I'm live in the building. People out here eating Philly cheesesteaks, man. If you can't get to Philly, come down here to South Street Steakhouse at 7313 Baltimore Avenue, College Park, Maryland. It is not a game. And remember, our president is in office. It's time for change. It's time for hope. I support Barack Obama. You heard me? I support Barack Obama. We doing our 1-2. It's not a game. Come down here and get your Philly cheesesteaks, man. And I'm about to go to a quick commercial. Check this out.
I like beans. I like all kinds of beans. I like pinto beans. I like black beans. I like a lot of beans. Sometimes I eat beans and they make my fart, or I eat beans and sometimes do. But I eat beans. I like Mexican beans. I love American beans. I like beans. Do you like beans?
I'm about to ask you a question.
What kind of beans you like?
How did you
but I do like Lush Radio, and I eat beans. Thank you.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. We live right here at South Street Steaks, man, getting nothing but the hottest Philly cheesesteaks and hoagies and some cheese fries. Get cheese in. 7313 Baltimore Avenue, College Park. Before you go to the club, come down here and get a Philly cheesesteak and come rock with your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, representing the DMV. I'm live right here. I'm standing right here next to another pedestrian in here in the building. We want to ask you a question. How did you feel about Sarah Palin stating that she did not know that Africa was a continent?
Well, it's kind of easy to understand why she didn't know that. That's the same state that's going to elect a convicted felon. Alaska. Remember, the lady's from Alaska. She doesn't even know where that is.
Sir, could you state your name?
My name.
Well, you don't have to state your name. Just state where you're from and to state where you represent.
Okay. I'm representing Fort Washington, Maryland. I may be in the post office. Can't give a name out.
You got people looking for it, man. Can't give out the info. That's classified information. Yeah, we live on Lush Radio doing our 1-2, man. You know what I'm saying? Shut it down, man. If your stomach is speaking 5 or different languages right now and you're hungry, you need to come down to South Street Steaks at 7313 Baltimore Avenue. I'm broadcasting live. Your girl, Lushy Lush, live on Lush Radio, man. I'm about to go into some music, man. I'm about to give you that one from Ace Diamond called Blow the Whistle, man. Check this out. Shout out to Ace Diamond doing this 1-2. Check him out. Shout out to your man, DJ Finesse, Bad Boys official DJ, my big brother. Holla at your girl. Yeah, blow the whistle.
Yes. Ace Diamond. Yeah. It's a Key Paris production. Let's go, let's go.
I might be hit with a fine. That's probably a fine. How nice.
You should be a penalty.
I'm in the mix,
come on.
Keep
pushing.
You should be a penalty.
I might get hit with a fine, cause I'm probably a fine. How nice
your mind. You should be a penalty.
I'm in the mix, come on. Keep pushing.
You should be a penalty. What you expect to blow? I leave you breathless. Blow out your candles, ace the death wish. No need for the guns to pop off. I just pop off, you just drop off. Sound off when I enter the building. You just run and hide all the women and children. I'm Goodwill hunting, give them something to toke on. Embracing the old school, something to float on. Ace Diamond, it's your boy Diamond. Some say wild, either way, crime. Yes, Lord, ace is not falling. But I'ma pick it up, cause hip hop is calling. Now everybody in the club, put your hands high. Feeling tipsy, little pissy in your man's high. Know you can hold up the wall if you want to and play cool with your game, but why would you want to?
I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind.
You should be a penalty.
I'm
gonna
make
you should be a penalty. I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind.
You should be a penalty.
I'm
gonna
make you
now if you want to, I confront you with a little something new sound to bump to. And if I really wanted to slump you, I just hit you with some fire, same thing that the pump do. You just a gump dude looking for fame in the game you know nothing about. Ain't that a shame? But enough about you, I got a job to do. I ain't got no problem with you, I'm just not involved in you. Ace Diamond, it's your boy Diamond. I stay high, keep the chicks high. Yes, y'all, Ace is not falling. But things is looking up like the sky is falling. Now everybody in the club hold your drinks high and wave side to side till I say goodbye. Now you can hold up the wall if you want to and play cool with your game, but I know you don't want to.
I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. I'll make your mind.
You should be a penalty.
I'm gonna
make
your mind.
Keep pushing. You should be a penalty. I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. I'll make your mind.
You should be a penalty.
I'm gonna make your mind.
Come
come to your hood and punish you. Hood Punishers, www.myspace.com. Hood Punishers 176, man. Watch out, cause I'm gonna punish you, baby. Lush. Yeah, this is your girl, Lushy Lush. And I'm just telling you, man, if you want nothing but the exclusive fashion, nothing but custom-made jackets, from furs to shoes to boots, anything you want to make you feel sexy, we have exclusive fashion and furs. Yeah. Holla at exclusive fashion and furs at www.myspace.com. Exclusive fashion, the number 4, real. Or www.myspace.com/PotterJar, PotterJoh, or call them at 860-777-6578. And baby, if it's not exclusive, it's not fashion.
What's up? This is Letitia, and I'm here with Lushy Lush, because she's...
Hey.
On LushRadioOnline.com.
Yeah, it's Friday, man, and we doing our 1-2, man. Son, you need to call in, man, and stop faking. I know you in the chat room. You need to go ahead and call in and stop faking, man. Or you need to come down here to South Street Steaks, man, at 7313 Baltimore Avenue, College Park. We doing our 1-2, man. We live in the scene. Your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. I'm going to get this one to my poets right here, you know what I'm saying, and the 1-2. I got this joint called, you know what I'm saying, Self-Destruction, you know. And I'm about to give it to my people, live in the building, shutting it down. It's one of those poems that I did, so check it out, man, for my poet lovers, yeah.
The title of this poem is Self-Destruction. Yeah, our world is filled with so much turmoil, so that's why I wrote this poem. Listen. What happened to us? What happened to the unity? What happened to our values, our brotherhood and our sisterhood? Where are we now? We say Obama is our savior, but we can't even save ourselves or our youth. We are followers, not leaders anymore. In a couple of years, we might even be obsolete. Where are we now, brothers and sisters? Where are we now, fathers and mothers, babies making babies, fathers not being fathers, MTV, BET, slaves to society? Where is the black power? It's time now, it's our hour to reclaim our places, kings and queens. Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, Sojourner Truth, Rosa Parks. These people fought for us. Bernie Mac and Isaac Hayes, these people fought for us in America so we can be all that we can be, so they can open up doors for us to be all that we can be. Don't let their fight be in vain. Don't let us be silent and believe the hype. We need to get activated and involved in the youth and in our world and in our communities, because if not, we will be lost and we'll be heading for our own self-destruction. Let your voice be heard. Lushy Lush, a.k.a. Moet Du. It's not a game, man. We got to get motivated and activated, my people.
That's what it is. That's what it is. That's what it is, man. We doing our 1-2 live right here at 7313 Baltimore Avenue, College Park, Maryland, South Street Steaks. Come get your hot, fresh, delicious Philly cheesesteaks. If you're not in Philadelphia, you're live right here in College Park. Come get your Philly cheesesteaks, man, and get your cheese fries. And let's get cheesy. How that's your girl, Lushy Lush, broadcasting live from South Street Steakhouse with the steaks, Philly cheesesteaks, man, 7313 Baltimore Avenue, College Park, Maryland. Holla at your girl, man. You got a whole bunch of people sitting here. They're not closing until 11 o'clock tonight, man. So you can still come down here and get your Philly cheesesteak, man. And it's mouthwatering, man. Real talk, mouthwatering. They got the TV on. They watching the games. They doing their 1-2. You can get your selection of Philly cheesesteaks, man. It's going down. Or come and get your hoagies. Like, you know, Cliff Hustle used to have them hoagies. come down here and go cop you one. You know what I'm saying? Tell them Lushy Lush sent you, man. And if you didn't hear this broadcasted live, man, then you can download and listen to the show at www.blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. It's not a game, man. For real, have you guys heard that they got the new Biggie movie coming out? The new Biggie movie's coming out, man. You know what I'm saying? Check for that in 09, Biggie movie dropping down. You know what I'm saying? You got the other movie coming out called Soul Man with your man Bernie Mac. You know, God rest his soul. Isaac Hayes also does an appearance in there. God rest his soul, too. And, you know, you got that crazy man over there that was on, what was that, Lake Terrace? Is going to be live on that joint. So y'all need to check that out. You know, it's ironic that they did a show together. You know, it's funny because, you know, they passed. Did they already know they was going to die? It's ironic. It's funny how things happen. Everything happens for a reason. They passed, and now we're watching their music movie and paying homage to them. You know what I mean? That's what we do, you know. Like I said, support the independent entrepreneurs, independent artists doing their thing out here, man. We need to have unity. And once again, I'm sending a shout-out to the people in the chat room, the Hitmen, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to bring them live on here. They're going to do an interview, too. And your little girl, you know what I'm saying, the Renaissance woman, your man, Lady Flavor doing her one, too, man. She's a graphic artist. She owns her own coffee house, poetry lounge, doing her one, too. You know, she reviews books. She supports all these positive movements, man. She's a wonderful lady. You know what I mean? I already dubbed her Street Queens Ambassador. She's doing her one, too. I love Lady Favor. She's doing her thing, man. Right there, Seattle, Washington, shutting it down, representing. She in the house. The Hitman representing the DMV, right in the house doing their one, too. He up the street, but I don't know why he don't come down here and come get him a Philly cheesesteak and come holler at the girl, Lushy Lush, man, so we can get this lush so you can hush. Holla at your girl. Let's get cheesy. You know what I mean? I was live on the radio with your man, Shank Dawg. We had an exclusive interview straight out of South Kakalaki. Producer slash MC slash business owner doing this one, too. We had your man, Billy Blast, my co-host. He had to jump off. I guess he was digging in the scene on the gangster lane. You know what I'm saying? He had to go check out on something. Maybe somebody snatched his phone. I don't know what's going down. But shout out to you, Vintage Beats, doing your one, too. Shout out to my street queens. Shout out to all my people in the DMV, man. Shout out to all my people in the DMV doing y'all one, too. I support y'all. Shout out to all my cast of patients, man, that's going through it. Shout out to all my people worldwide. But like I said, man, your girl, Sarah Palin, said that she did not know that Africa was a continent. I got a couple of minutes left. Call in, call us at 347-826-7722. I'm broadcasting live from 7313 Baltimore Avenue, College Park, Maryland, South Street Steaks. They got the hottest Philly cheesesteaks worldwide. Come through and holler at your girl. You know what I'm saying? Sarah Palin said that she did not know that Africa was a continent. Real talk. I'm about to grab a caller real quick. Manager, Mr. Manager, come here real quick, Mr. Manager. I'm about to pull in the manager real quick. You know, he's such a nice guy, man. He's live in the building. I'm about to ask him this question. How did you feel about Sarah Palin stating that she did not know that Africa was a continent? I'm for real. Real talk. How do you feel about that, manager? We're live right here at South Street Steaks, 7313 Baltimore Avenue. Come get your hot Philly cheesesteaks, man, live in the building. We're talking to the manager. How do you feel about that?
Honestly, I have a bigger deal with that. I mean, what were they teaching her in Alaska for real? That she didn't know that Africa was a continent? I mean, that's common knowledge. That's all I really got to say about that. That's common knowledge. Everybody should know that.
Can you tell the people where you representing from and what school you go to? You going to Maryland, right? You go to Maryland?
I was.
You was in school? Okay, but that's still all good. You was in school. You went to school, my dude. So where you representing from?
Representing that Cherry Hill, Landover, 450, all the way.
That's what it is. Landover live in the building. We live right here with the manager doing his 1-2. He getting his hustle grind on. He got his whole staff on here. They getting their hustle grind on. Give you nothing but the savory, delicious, mouth-watering Philly cheesesteaks in College Park, man. If you can't make it to Philly, stop by at College Park, the South Street Steaks, 7313 Baltimore Avenue, College Park, Maryland. And if you didn't listen to the show live, man, all you got to do is just log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/radioonline, and you can download this, and you'll find out where the Philly Cheese Steakhouse at, man. And you know what I'm saying? Tell them Lush sent you, because it's not a game. This is how we do. Thank you so much, my dude. That's what it is. That's what it is. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm just grabbing people off the street, man. I'm just crazy with it, man. We got 5 minutes left on the clock. We doing our 1-2. It was a good show. I just, man, Shank Dog doing his 1-2. Shout out to guest 218 live in the building doing this one thing. Shout out to your girl, you know what I'm saying, Lady Flavor. I'm grabbing another person off of the street, man. Yo, how do you feel? Come here. Come here real quick. How do you feel? Come here, young lady. How do you feel in regards to Sarah Palin saying that she did not know Africa was a continent?
Tell me about that. I mean, I don't know. That's her business. That's why she's not the vice president now.
Oh. Dang, man.
About how to ban abortions. That's all she worried about, her 15-year-old daughter getting pregnant. What example is that?
That was a caller live in the building, man. We live right here at the Steakhouse, man. We doing our 1-2, man. 4 more minutes live in the clock doing our 1-2. You call us, you can call in, state your opinions in regards to that situation at 347-826-7722. Live on Lush Radio. Shout out to the chat room, man. Doing our 1-2 is not a game. Live on Lush Radio, man. It don't stop. We can't stop. I'm never going to stop, man. I do it for the people, not for myself, man. Support one another, man. Barack Obama is hope, is faith, is Martin Luther King speaking in his voice. This is how we do, man. Real talk on Lush Radio. It's not a game, you know what I'm saying? I'm bouncing my baby live on my lap. I'm bouncing my baby right here. From Chattanooga, Alabama, bouncing my baby right here on my left knee, bouncing my baby, now I'm saying, I might not know what I'm saying, but you know what I'm saying, because when I not know what I'm saying, I'm listening to Lush Radio, now I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, you do know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, we live on Lush Radio, shutting it down, man, you know, I'm just grabbing people off the street. You know, last minutes to call in, 3 more minutes on the clock, man. Calling at 347-826-7722. Man, son, you need to stop faking, son. Call in and stop faking, man. Holler at me. You know what I'm saying? Call in real quick, you know what I'm saying, and tell me how you felt about that, man, and stop faking. Call in, son. Call in. Son. Real talk, man. Shout out, man. Y'all need to check out Joseph's Vision, man. They're trying to support the youth and outreach. Donate to Joseph's Vision, man. Log on to them, man. Check out their flyer on my Street Queens MySpace page, www.streetqueensthemovement on MySpace. Check out our blogging site, www.streetqueensthemovement.blogspot.com, man. And check out Joseph's Vision, man. We're supporting the youth, man. Trying to help the youth out and try to get them out of these, you know, rut that they are. They need vision. They need motivation. They just need positive people to do positive things to help them out in this world, man. Real talk. And I love Lady Favor. I love the Hitman. I love Supreme Entertainment. Check me out tomorrow, Supreme Entertainment. Log on to Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to be live in the building from 2 to 4 in the afternoon, man. Log on, man. Don't act like you don't know. You know, man. You better ask somebody. Real talk, man. We doing our 1-2 live in the building, man. And if you love reggae, next week I'm going to be interviewing some hot reggae artists straight from Jamaica called Patrol doing their 1-2 next week, man. If you like that reggae, man, we doing our 1-2 live on Lush Radio. 1 more minute live on the clock. You want to call in and say some suggestions in regards to your girl, Sarah Palin. But for real, real talk, man. I don't know what kind of education they got over there in Alaska, man. Because if you ain't know that Africa was a continent, man, then, hey, somebody should have had never got off the short bus. Real talk. Holla at your girl. Lushy Lush live on Lush Radio, shutting it down. To all my people, I love you, man. And I'm closing it. Love, peace, and happiness. Shout out to all my people in the DMV. Shout out to South Street Steakhouse. You know, station all doing all them hot Philly cheesesteaks, man. You know, it's succulent, it's tasty, it's delicious, delicioso, man, magnificent. 7th Baltimore Avenue, College Park, Maryland, man. Ask me, Do the Philly cheesesteaks taste good? Yes, they do, man. They're mouth-watering, and they got cheese fries, man. So you need to get cheesy, and they got those ice-cold drinks for you, man. Don't you hear the ice machine right now? It's ice coming out of it, man. Real talk, broadcasting live from South Street Steaks, 713 Baltimore Avenue. It's not a game, man. If you didn't listen live, log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/dustradioonline. It's not a game. This is how we do. We support independent entrepreneurs. You know, shout out to University of Maryland, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Santa Fe doing their 1-2, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Vinegar doing their thing. Shout out to Ruby Tuesdays. Shout out to the Quality Inn. We right here on Route 1, Baltimore Avenue, doing our 1-2. It's not a game, man. Love, peace, and blessings, man. I love y'all, man. I'm out the building, and I'm about to leave y'all all out with Shank Dogs Gossip. Holla at your girl.
Track runners, bitch. I'm making rain, I fucking toss a couple dollars. Who's the best, keep it turned, I show her on and probably call it all. I know you see me in the city making plenty dough. I know you see me, probably see me with your host, stop hating. I know I'll pay, I know you see me, I'm back like I left something. Now I'm strapped like you stole something. Fucking up the parking lot on no folks up. So I do a show when you know that them hoes coming. Cut the mic when I'm on it, I own it. I cruise it to your hood, man, my Honda be rolling. Then I ride chauffeur like, show me my opponent on the shit. Moving bowel, got the power like Colin. Getting money is a slogan on the grind like a slow jail. And I dance with the devil. Money's the root of all evil. Plus a strap with the metal. Squad full of real niggas that abandon the second. You talking about the cake? Man, I been getting it. Where your girl at? On my lap, probably hitting it. In the back of the act, vocal auditioning. She with the Mac from the cat that put his stories in his career. I know you see me in the city making power moves. I make it rain, I fucking toss a couple dollars. Who's the best, keep it turned, I show the run and pop your collar. I know you see me in the city making plenty dough. I know you see me, probably see me with your host, so stop hating. I know I'll pay, I'll pay, I'll pay, FLOCOWN, recognize what kind of trouble you in. Talk down on my city and we tucking you in. Bullets like bad nerves, they get under your skin. The mother niggas might try, but they ain't fucking with him. Get them hoes Grey Goose if they ain't fucking with gin. I'm old school, skip the mix and let the cutting begin. I'm going far in this game, I'ma throw it to the end. Put ARs to A&Rs if they fuck up my M. They acting funny with the money, I'm going nutty for the money. Cashews, cash rules, everything around me. Flow with the city, I'm the king, bitch, crown me. Stop hating,
you gon' flop.
Stop hating,
I'm so hot.
Stop hating,
you so not.
Stop hating,
you wanna block.
Stop hating,
I'm in the drop.
Your baby mama,
you on my car.
Stop hating,
you can't stop, won't stop.
Come on.
I know you see me in the city making power moves. I know you see me cause I'm hotter than a lot of you.
I do the thing, I make it rain, I fucking toss a couple dollars. Who's the best, keep it turned, I show the run and pop your collar.
I know you see me in the city making plenty dough.
I know you see me, probably see me with your host, so stop hating.
I know you see me in the city making power moves. I know you see me cause I'm hotter than a lot of dudes.
I do the thing, I make it rain, I fucking toss a couple dollars. Who's the best, keep it turned, I show the run and pop your collar.
I know you see me in the city making plenty dough.
I know you see me, probably see me with your host, so stop hating.
I know you see me, stop hating.